Good morning. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Thursday morning, a bit of a rainy, dark day. I trust that all of you are doing well. Last night I met with the guys and we had prayer, which you can hear on the podcast from last night. And we talked about reopening the church, which is going to happen this Sunday. We will have the 11 o'clock service only this Sunday. And, you know, we have some special things to mention. First of all, let me just say that Connecticut has been hard hit with this virus, and our church has been hard hit with this virus. We have someone who has died. We have people that we know, maybe that aren't members of this church, that have died. We have people who have tested positive in our church. So we need to be very, very careful. Our church is made up of people that are all in their 60s. We're all high risk, including me. And so therefore, when we meet on Sunday, we're going to require that masks be worn, at least for a while, until things settle down and we feel more comfortable. Also, there'll be hand sanitizer at the door. There will be masks there that we'll give you if you don't have a mask. We will practice the social distancing of 6 feet, unless it's a family, of course. They could sit together, but outside of that, we're going to be distancing, you know, doing the 6 foot social distancing, not touching our face with our hands, you know, as much as we can. We're going to try to do everything we can do to make sure that we're safe. Because as I said, we're high risk. Our church is made up basically of high risk people. And we are in an area where there's been a lot of COVID and it's already touched our church. So we're going to take these measures. We're not going to let anyone in if they don't have a mask. You know, that's going to have to be a priority, at least for a while. Now, we will be live streaming the service, so if you're not comfortable coming, we completely understand that. And we're not forcing anyone to come. But we will be live streaming the service. You can hear it at home until you feel comfortable coming to the church. So that's how it's going to go on this coming Sunday. And we're looking forward to finally getting together as a church. Now, in light of that, I have some verses that talk about unity among Christians and Christian fellowship, which I think would be a blessing for me to go over these verses this morning. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling." So that verse is talking about the body of Christ, made up of everyone saved from Pentecost to the rapture, and the unity that we have as believers. It also says in Colossians 3:15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." So as members of the body of Christ, as saved people, we should be experiencing the peace of God. It says it's to rule in our hearts, and we should be a thankful people. Now here are some other verses about unity. 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." The idea of us as Christians walking in the light, being under the control of the Holy Spirit, and having sweet fellowship with one another. Psalm 133, verse 1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." So we're to be at peace. We're also to honor those that God has placed over us, talking about the pastor in our church, and we have trustees also. And so again, it says we're supposed to be esteeming them very highly in love for their work's sake. Not easy to be a pastor, especially today, especially in light of this COVID crisis. I feel very responsible for the members of our church. I'm being very careful not to do anything that might hurt anyone in our church. I just feel strongly about that. I just want to protect you guys. 1 John 1:3, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Again, a verse about fellowship. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10. "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up." It sure is nice to be married. I thank the Lord for my wife. She's been a real blessing to me. She helps me when I fall. I help her when she falls. The Bible says here, two are better than one, and that is so true. Okay, Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Jesus Christ, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." The idea of having unity within the local church. Galatians 6:2, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." The idea of bearing each other's burdens. Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The idea of Christ being in the midst when we gather. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." And then one other verse, Galatians 6:10, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So doing good to other believers, very important. And so we're all looking forward to Sunday. Hopefully this is all going to work out and that we'll have a blessed time together. I'm going to be praying here. I want to remember Bonnie and her family. She's doing pretty good. Her brother was tested and tested negative, which is a good thing. We don't know about the rest of her family. And thank the Lord that he has protected Carol and I from catching the virus so far. It'll be 14 days come Sunday. So we're thanking the Lord for that. And also, I'll be praying for Deborah's family during this time of their grieving. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses that talk about unity and being together. I pray for our church, Lord, that you would continue to protect us. Help us, Lord, to get through this crisis. I do pray, Lord, that the measures that we're taking in the church will prevent anyone from contracting the virus there in the church. And I do pray for Bonnie and her family. Thank you so much, Lord, that she's not very sick. I pray that it'll stay that way. Thank you that her brother tested negative, and I do pray for the other family members, Lord, that are being tested. I pray that those tests would come back negative as well. Heavenly Father, we think of Deborah's family, and we know that they're grieving right now. And help them, Lord, to get through this grieving process. I especially pray for her husband. Help him, Lord, during this difficult time. And I pray that he'll be cleared and able to come to church on Sunday. I know that he would like to do that. So we just pray for him. And Lord, thank you for each member of our church and for helping us, Lord, to get through this time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, have a great rest of the day. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Goodbye.